My name is Patrick Francis Omer, Sr. I was born in a little tiny island, November 27, 1935. I hunt a lot. You know, and then hunting, fishing, crabbing. We got a blue crab out there. I do a lot of hunting. I don't think. I learn how to hunt, you know, and then I got to watch the people that know, you know, how fresh out there. Also, the ice condition, the current system, not like it used to be. In fall time, when the ice first come down, there's one area where the people get on the moving ice, but you got to keep walking. Then when someone's got something, they go to him, you know. Yeah. Same way, when the current is right, you know, when it gets south current, go right out. Young ice. Of course, we got no more adequate clothes like we used to have, the native clothes. We use a graph or insole. Then you could feel what you're walking on. We used to have a skin boat, you know. Us too had a skin boat. Now we only got one skin boat out there that's got a skin on it. Hobo Jr., King of, he built that. Yeah, we got no more skin boat. I have to work to own one. I could have built one, but I got no one to split the skin. See, I told my boys, if I got someone to split the skin, at least I could have built a boat, at least three skin, 3 hours. The boat I get, what my dad built, with 28 footer, used four walrus feet, and it covered. If you stretch them right, you gotta stretch them right. Lots of work. Lots of work to own a skin boat. Of course, in those areas, my sisters, they were living in the north, but my sisters, they're all gone now. There's only 3 of us left. Older brother James is here. Seguin teller. You know, I try to pass on what I learned. The stronger tie, a little time is a small nothing. Singing and drumming. Yeah. And I try to pass it on. That time is the hardest thing to get to the island. Now we can't fly. Helicopter won't take us, even the patient. They can't carry no passengers no more. We were lucky this winter. You know, we were lucky to have ice. And the year before, it was too rough. You know, ice, we couldn't make no ice. Cream. I could have gone to Wales, but I don't want my boys to take a chance. It's too risky. We lost one boat, Melvin Kelsey. My oldest son, Emery, and his little boy, they were in that boat too. We couldn't have fun. Coast Guard and the guards to fly only along the coast. I lost 2 oldest boys, my next to the oldest, He was hit and run in that car. And his youngest boy. He could never find that car. And it was hurt. So I told my boys that I won't go to Will because I don't want to. Boys, take a chance, you know, just to bring me home. And I was thinking, sorry, when something happened, I just, even so, I know when I was healthy, I lose them. I guess as I get older, the life is getting harder. I could feel it in my old bones now. In my young days, I don't think about it. You know, that's the life whenever our time comes, you know, and we all have to go. Nice person up there. Nice person, thanks looking after it. Yeah, our maker. A person can turn away from him. A lot of people do turn away from him. Sometimes it's too late, you know. When I was in health, yeah, I should have done this. It's too late now. Yeah, he's the nicest person, you know. Kids, Holy Cross, and your catechism, being a Catholic, you know, you got to learn your catechism, and you got to learn your prayers too. My family come out from the 13th, my whole family is Catholic, you know, and for Father Cunningham, there's Father Leperton, and Father Tom Cunningham, he's the one that gave me Patrick. You know, his real name is Patrick Thomas Cunningham, Father Cunningham. Patrick Thomas, they call him Father Tom. One time a white man said, Patrick, yes, every time when I see you, you always look real happy. I said, I got to be happy. Everything's changed, even the people. They're not like they used to be. I learned a lot from my parents when they were living, you know, they talked to me, and so I listened. And the young people, they got no more respect like we do. We respect elders, not when those elders were some of those elders we respect. Everything changed nowadays. Grandchildren, they got a lot of respect for me, too. I love them all. I love them all. Yeah. How many grandchildren I got? Great grandchildren. Had Mason and little Benjamin. He'll be 3 next month. Real smart boy, real easy to teach. My hope they are their grandfather. Hope they grow up to be, you know, good people. They love every day up. Try not to spoil them. A kid can see inside of a person. Whoever here it is, you know, I want to be happy, like me, always happy. Never forget that nice person that's looking after us every day. I could never know how to thank him.
You've been listening to a special memorial Elder Voices with the late Patrick Omiak, recorded in 2010 at the KNOM Studios in Nome. Visit us on our website, www.knom.org, to hear the full three-part series. We're KNOM, yours for the voices of Western Alaska.